Time now for Watch Your Eyes, a weekly program series to educate families on proper eye care. Brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates in Rock Hill, providing optometric services and vision care products since 1963.
Well, we are at that time of year, Dr. Oliver, when, of course, we have lots of new little insects out there. They could be anything. They could be a bee, it could be a wasp, could be a fly, could whatever. And my guess is that from time to time, some of these creatures may have gotten into some of your patients' eyes, and the next thing you know, they're in your front door looking for some relief.
Right. We've had a patient today, actually, that had a wasp fly in his eye. Luckily, the wasp did not sting him. But when a wasp or any type of bug gets into the eye, the tears kind of kill the bug, and then the bug starts losing appendages and things. And so you end up having to pick out different pieces of legs and heads and things. They get stuck underneath the lid, and then when you blink, you're rubbing. It feels like you got something in your eye, because you do. And then this guy, he had it in for a couple of days, unfortunately. Oh, wow. And so he had a huge abrasion, and we were able to take care of it. We had to get the part of the wasp out first.
So when you pull out these appendages from this bug that got in the eye, does the eye just basically start to heal itself almost immediately?
Well, yeah, you have to use different bandage lenses and antibiotics and anti-inflammatories to kind of cut down infection.
But the bottom line is that the eye will heal itself with these medications, but first thing you have to do is to get to the optometrist to get the bug out of there.
Right.
So beware, as we get into this spring season, that those little creatures out there could end up in your eye.
They sometimes do.
Dr. Scott Oliver, thank you.
Thanks, Manny.
Join us next week for Watch Your Eyes, brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates on Wilson Street in Rock Hill. We believe life is all about your vision.